With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Walleyes no longer appear to be naturally reproducing in Crescent Lake in Odeta County. As WXPR previously reported, state and tribal agencies are holding a meeting tomorrow to discuss rehabilitation options. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the DNR's fisheries biologist for Oneida County about what's been happening with the walleye population.
Right now, Crescent Lake has an adequate adult population of walleye, coming in slightly below the Wisconsin DNR's goal of 3 per acre. But that's not what concerns Oneida County fisheries biologist Nathan Lederman.
What's concerning is the lack of age zeros and age ones, so the reproduction that's occurring from those adult walleyes within the lake isn't there. It hasn't been there for the last 6 years.
Lederman says reproduction fluctuates with a strong class every 3 to 4 years, but not having that in double the amount of time is what's prompting the Wisconsin DNR, Secaucus Chippewa community, and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to take action. The tribe and agencies are holding a meeting tomorrow for lake groups and users of the walleye fishery to discuss options for addressing the issue.
The reason I feel a collaborative approach is important, you get a lot of different thoughts on management actions that could be taken, as well as get buy-in from the users so it doesn't feel like something's just, hey, we're just telling you what to do. They're actually involved in the process and can have input that leads to better management decisions.
Lederman says the DNR has already done some stocking in the last couple of years. In 2021, Crescent Lake was stocked with small fingerlings that didn't do well. Last year, extended growth larger walleye were stocked in hopes they would do better. This is an issue not unique to Crescent Lake. Several lakes in the Northwoods have seen their walleye fisheries decline in recent years. Like those other lakes, Lederman says habitat loss, climate change, or changes with other species of fish could all be playing a role in Crescent Lake.
What is the silver bullet that's really impacting the walleye fishery out there is currently unknown.
The meeting is tomorrow at the Rhinelander DNR Service Center on Sutliff Avenue at 6 p.m. We have a link at WXPR.org for those that want to join virtually. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Smoke detectors helped save a Merrill area family when their house caught fire. Early Saturday morning, the Town of Pine River Fire Department was called to a fire at W2389 Town Line Road in Merrill. Heavy flames were coming from the front and roof of the single-story structure when firefighters arrived. The bulk of the fire was quickly knocked down, but firefighters continued to find and extinguish hot spots through the morning hours. The fire started in a bedroom normally used for a 3-month-old child, but the parents had brought their daughter into their bedroom on the other side of the house that night. Smoke detectors alerted the family to the fire, and the Pine River Fire Department believes it could have been a tragic event without them. A family pet that had been thought lost walked up to a firefighter investigating the fire Saturday afternoon. The house is considered a total loss but was insured. Several other departments helped at the scene of the fire. As we enter June, people and communities that participated in No Mow May are now transitioning back to mowing their lawns. The Forest County Potawatomi community has been taking part in the growing movement for the past 3 years. Ben Koski is the natural resources manager for the tribe. He says the lawns allowed to grow during the month of May were quite literally buzzing with various species of pollinators, but he thinks one of the most successful parts of No Mow May is raising awareness.
Just getting people, helping people think about the environment around them and that, you know, what can we do on a small scale to benefit those things.
Koski hopes it inspires people to change how they look at their own lawns.
Maybe it's converting half your lawn to a native meadow prairie mix or certain things like that, or maybe just a gardenscape instead of, you know, 3 acres of lawn grass. So that's kind of one of the big benefits to it. It just gets people thinking in a little bit different terms.
Pollinator populations have been declining for years, primarily due to habitat loss. The best thing people can do for pollinators is to plant more flowers. Wisconsin has achieved another milestone toward securing its second National Estuarine Research Reserve bordering the Bay of Green Bay, the world's largest freshwater estuary. Mark Richardson reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, called NOAA, has designated the bay on Lake Michigan as the 31st site of habitats along the Great Lakes, coastal states, and territories. Brian Glenazinski, with the Great Lakes Initiative of Ducks Unlimited, says it's a huge win for the region's conservationists.
Some of the things that we gain from the other reserves around the country will not only inform what's happening in Green Bay, but also to tell us what's different about Green Bay and what we need to focus on.
If designated, the proposed site would make Wisconsin one of only three states with multiple reserves, along with California, Florida, and South Carolina. It would join the Lake Superior Reserve, which was selected by NOAA in 2010. Mark Richardson reporting.
The warden at a troubled Wisconsin prison where multiple inmates have died over the last year will step down later this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Waupun Correctional Institution Warden Randall Hepp announced his resignation on Tuesday. A State Department of Corrections spokesperson said Hepp is retiring. Four inmates have died at Waupun since June 2023. The State Department of Corrections imposed lockdown conditions at Waupun as well as prisons in Green Bay and Stanley last year due to a lack of guards, prompting a lawsuit by Waupun inmates alleging they were being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. Governor Tony Evers' office in March said federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at Waupun. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.